Well, well, well. Welcome to one of my, I guess you call it, once every 10-year podcasts. No. Anyway, welcome to That Spiritual Guy. I am That Spiritual Guy, so don't think that you are, okay? I was doing my laundry, and then suddenly I'm like, oh, I need to make a podcast. So thank you for disrupting my laundry schedule. Thankfully, the underwear and the t-shirts are done and stuff. So this is more like blanket kind of stuff. But anyway, you know, today is Friday, February 24th. My name is Derek. I don't really advertise this. So if you're listening, you probably know me or have seen me on the news. Kidding. I just realized I've been saying a lot of the same things to clients in the last couple of weeks. And really what it is, it's just like these times. We're having these times, you know, there's, I don't know if you live in Europe or not, but I mean, in Europe, it's pretty tight feeling. Everything is going up in price, you know, like yesterday, you know, it's like, I'm looking at the tomatoes and I'm like, I don't know, should I like buy some stocks or buy some tomatoes? You know, it's like, shit. So, and you can kind of see it on everybody's faces in the supermarket. They're like, argh. And what I love about the supermarkets in Sweden is that, at least the one I go to, no matter how much they mark it up, it always says that you're saving the same amount. It's like, no, that, you know, you're lying somewhere. So I don't know. I guess you can call the supermarket police. So this podcast is basically, you know, keeping it together. You know, we got to keep it together, right? And even when things are really flowing and things are good or whatever, it's hard. You know, it's not easy. And one of the things that, you know, you could like hurt your leg, and next thing you know, everything is off. You know, because now you can't do this and you can't do that, and you need help with this. And so our lives are like in this little kind of fragile state, really. You know, this kind of thin thread. And you know, it's not fun to think about, so we don't, but it's really true. So this is really about like what I know, what I've done myself, what I tell clients, you know, how to keep it together. You know, how do you stay good when it doesn't feel good around you and everything is sort of stressy and dark, or, you know, you think Voldemort, you know, from Harry Potter is coming or whatever. So anyway, I don't really plan these things, as you can tell. But I do have some things that I have written down that I sort of want to keep on track with. So the first thing that I tell clients and that I do for my own self is, first of all, we keep everything in our heads. Everything is in our heads. Okay. You know what? Hold on one second. I'm going to pause this so I can make sure the quality is good. I'm back, and yay, the quality is good. So... But back to what I was saying about keeping everything in our head. We do. I mean, you know, we have all these, like, it's like windows in our head. You know, there's that file, there's this file, there's that and whatever. And, of course, that's how we work. But at the same time, when things get overwhelming and things get too much, you can find yourself sort of like, you know, spinning in like a loop, like a endless repeat on a song. It just keeps going around and around and around. And that weakens us. It weakens our mental state, our emotional state. It weakens, you know, the nervous system. So if you find that that's one of the things that's happening to you, is, you know, take, you know, write it on your computer, write it down on paper, whatever. Get it out of your head, you know. Okay, work. What's everything about work right now? And kind of free flow with it. Don't let it, you know, don't hold back. If you want to call somebody an asshole, then that's the time to do it in this writing, okay? And what it's really doing is it's sort of, you know, releasing and helping you to sort of focus. And when that happens, you're carrying less. And just like carrying a bunch of rocks, you know, if you put a couple rocks down and you're still carrying the rest, you're going to feel better. So that's one of the things that I do for myself, and I tell clients. And you know, none of these things I'm sharing with you is going to be like, oh my God, no one ever thought of that before. But it's just good to hear it again, you know, like this shit works. So, you know, if it works, use it. So putting everything down on paper, you know, your work life, your family life, what's stressing you, what's working, what's not working. And, you know, one of the things that It's like a visual. I'm kind of a visual person. It's like an aerial view. It's like being in the forest and then suddenly you're above the forest and now you can see everything. And so it's just a different perspective. And all of these things that I'm going to talk about are things that help you to, you know, kind of keep it together, balance yourself, have a better feeling when you have to, you know, face these things. Okay, so when you write, pour it all out, you know, and I think from that, and, you know, maybe you give it a day and then come back and look at it, you'll see what's really complaining and what's not, you know, what's something you can actually do and what's something that you're just sort of bitching about. And, you know, bitching can be good if it's done in a healthy way, right? So, excuse me. That's important to do. If there's anything you need to actually do, as in a to-do list, then you'll see it. You'll see it right there. You'll see it really apparent. I mean, it's like, ah, okay, and then you can work from there. So step one to having the ultimate life is, you know, get it down on paper. Get it out of your paper. I'm old school. Write it on your computer. Write it on your phone, whatever. Okay, but that will definitely help. And then from there, you can actually maybe make some lists of what to do and how to do it and stuff. You'll feel better, believe me. It's like, you know, it's like going to the toilet, people. You don't want to get up in the middle of the night, but as soon as you do, you're like, ah. All right. Number two. Actually, number two was writing the to-do list. So that was one and two. The other thing about keeping it together, you know, and God knows we're all busy and we have enough to do, and especially those of you who have, like, you know, children who are not happy, or you're in a relationship and, you know, maybe it's not flowing or whatever, but you got to make time for your physical health. Maybe it's once a week. Maybe it's just something that you do at home or whatever. I do yoga at home. I just, you know, it's like, I mainly don't agree with all the prices for the yoga studios. And honestly, I pick up a lot of weird shit energy from people. So for me, yoga class, I used to go to them back in California and I liked them. But do something at home, you know. There's so many things out there that you can look at. So once a week minimum, you know, and this is not taking a walk. Taking a walk is great, but you do need to do something sort of physical, because what does it really do? It's not just making your muscles stronger. It's helping you to release energy. And one of the things that we're not taught, and I go on and on about this with my clients, is, you know, to various degrees, we're all just sponges. We soak it up. You know, you can resolve things in your mind, but that maybe negative energy can still be in your body. So you're releasing you, and that's super important. The other thing, yoga is also good. You know, yoga was originally designed to release energy. It wasn't about having a nice ass or being physically fit. It was like in the old days in India and all those areas. If I was your guru and you came to me, you know, and you're full of all this shit energy, I mean, if I teach you meditation, what's going to happen? Nothing. And you're going to sit there and be like, eh, Derek's such an asshole, it didn't work. So what would you start to do? You would do the physical yoga and the breathing, and that would help you to release all the trapped stuff. And this is stuff that you're not necessarily aware of. I mean, I've been to yoga classes where you do some kind of, mainly in the hips, I've heard people start crying, you know, something just popped out. Oh my God, you know. And so that's what it's for. So if you're not doing anything, you are bloated. You are energetically bloated. And it's like a balloon that just keeps going and going and going. And at some point it's going to pop. So not to, you know, make you feel stressed or afraid or whatever, but it's just like, you know, it's like going to the toilet. If you can't go, at some point you're going to go to the hospital. Because you can't just keep that shit in for, literally can't keep it in forever, okay? So that's the physical. So find something once a week. Don't become like, you know, superstar overnight. You know, once a week is good. Twice a week is even better. But, you know, don't, oftentimes when we start things, you know, we go from zero to like Olympic athlete. and then I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to be, you know, it's just like, whoa, just take it easy. Do something once a week, you know, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, something like that. Okay. So, all right. The next part of the physical health that I want to talk about is what you're eating. Not everybody's fun topic, I know, but one of the things that, you know, you discover in life is, you know, you kind of are what you eat. And, you know, I've had my own experiences with that. Really not so fun, very severe, actually. But one of the things I want you to just take into consideration is those of you who still eat meat. And, you know, I love the, I'm American, man. We had, like, meat and meat. You know, there was nothing on the side. It was like, I want some meat. So I've had my fair share of, you know, dead things. But what I want to really go over is this idea of, you know, what does it really mean when you eat the meat? It's not about the environment or whatever. Those things matter. For your stomach to process something like meat, okay, fish is probably the highest. Beef is the heaviest. Then you get to chicken. Then you get to fish, okay? So if you're going to do anything, fish is probably the easiest. And you can tell. You eat meat and you feel like, oh, man. And, you know, it's heavy. But when you're stressed and we're in stressful times, you need to do all these little things. And all these little things will add up. You know, there's an old saying, a little plus a little equals a lot. Okay, so it's like if everybody, you know, in Sweden gave you like, you know, 50 crowns, that would be a good day, right? You'd make a lot of money. 50 crowns isn't much. It's like $5, right, or less. But, you know, so it's a little plus a little equals a lot. The heavy food, the processed food, the chemical food, all that sort of things, okay, it puts a stress on your intestines. It puts a stress on your stomach. And what they've been able to do with science is sort of see, okay, the stomach likes to do three things. Obviously, digest, which is important. It also builds and creates serotonin that you need for your brain. So it's kind of funny that the shit you need in your brain comes from your stomach, but it is what it is. And then the third thing is it releases toxins. So if you're a heavy eater with processed foods, chemical foods, meat or whatever, your stomach is going to always see that as priority number one. It's like, oh my God, this chick just ate three hot dogs. Okay, we got to take care of this. So, and it's not about the hot dogs, and, you know, I don't really care what people eat. It's sort of boring, actually. But when that happens, your body, your stomach then says, okay, we're going to hold off on the toxins in the releasing, and we're going to hold off on the serotonin. And I've read books, you know, scientific university kind of stuff, where people with acute, really bad depression have, like, kicked it out of their life or made it, like, severely better just by diet. Because if your stomach is always in a process of digestion, it will not release the toxins. It will not give you the serotonin that you need, okay? So take it easy, you know, mix it up, whatever, okay? So, I mean, you know, sometimes I see things on, like, Instagram or whatever, and I'm like, damn, that looks good, but I'm just going to have my lima beans, you know? So being a vegetarian, I mean, it can be, you can make some good stuff, let me tell you. Oh my God. But, you know, it's not so sexy sometimes, I guess, to be a vegetarian. But so now you know. Now you know what's going on. So if you're having a really stressful week and you're like, oh my God, lay off the heavy stuff. Lay off the processed stuff. Allow your body to release toxins, okay, through the stomach and building that serotonin. Because, I mean, you know, you don't have the right amount of serotonin, you're gonna feel it. And everyone else around you will too. They will love you so much more, okay? The last thing about the physical is do some breathing. I'm not talking about meditation because, you know, most people hear that word and they're like, oh, I tried it, it didn't work, it's all bullshit. But oftentimes when we get stressed, we're breathing in a very shallow way, like that kind of a thing. So if you feel particularly stressed or something's not happening in the right way for you or whatever, check your breathing. See how it's going. You'll probably notice it's a bit shallow. So then you can just sort of relax and take some deep breaths, okay? And usually that is not just from the chest, but it's from the stomach. So as you inhale, you're pushing out your stomach and then going up into the chest in the same breath. And it'll feel kind of funky at first, but once you start doing it, you'll realize like, wow, this is like a big difference. So the breathing is also, okay? I think this is number four. I always do this, like when I'll talk and then I lose track of like what fucking number is what. But anyway, I think this is one. Yeah, whatever. Okay, so now we're on affirmations. Affirmations, if you don't know, are sort of, it's like sort of like repeating something to yourself in your mind or to, you know, yourself in a verbal way. Something that helps you to shift your energy, you know. I am good. I am safe. I am happy. And what's interesting is I remember doing it for the first time and I'm like, oh yeah, right. And then I'm like, oh my God, I feel better. So do something. And of course, you know, you can't sit there in the middle of your meeting at work and like, I am safe. I am good. People love me. You know, I still have the great ass I had when I was 20. You know, you can do it in your mind. All right. So a little bit of that, a little bit of affirmations. I am safe. Don't say I feel, say I am. The strongest affirmation you can do is a statement of I am. And don't say I want. I want to feel good. I want to feel happy. Because if you think about it, the verb want leaves you in that energy. Want. You're not getting. Okay, so the I am means you already have it. I am good. I am happy. Okay, you see the difference there? So that's a huge thing. Yeah, you know, and when you start to feel better in these ways and trying these sort of things, you know, the whole sort of law of attraction thing happens, right? The like attracts like, and, you know, every little bit helps when you're stressed and people around you are stressed and the times are sort of like, eh. So, okay, the next one is, if I can read my writing. Okay, start to establish, you know, some kind of mini. I'm really big on mini routine of wellness. Okay, you're busy enough, and you're like, oh shit, now I gotta do this, and how am I gonna find the time? And But you know, we all have the time, and you know, that's why I love on the Instagram app. I can see like, goddamn, I mean, I've been on Instagram, but having a routine of wellness, which is both, you know, your physical and your spiritual, which is emotional, super important, okay? And what I recommend is, you know, like I said, with the physical, you know, once a week. Just try, if you don't do anything now, once a week, okay? But on the wellness for the emotional and the spiritual, you know, 10 minutes a day. I don't believe anybody who says they don't have 10 minutes. I don't believe anyone, okay? Unless you're in the hospital and you're in a coma, okay? You have 10 minutes. You have 10 minutes. Now, the reason why it doesn't seem like you have 10 minutes is because you're not planning for it, okay? So in this little wellness, maybe it is you wake up 10 minutes earlier, or you have it in your lunch break, or you have it when you get home or whatever, but 10 minutes to do something, which is maybe some affirmations, some breathing, okay? Think of it as self-love, which it is. You're giving yourself what you need. I mean, we do all the basics, right? We have to eat. We have to, you know, go to the toilet. We have to sleep. We have to, you know, work. We do all the things that we have to. I mean, imagine if sleeping was an option, you know? I think we would all be zombies, and especially at work. They're like, yeah, you can work, like, you know, 14 hours. You don't sleep so much. You know, so we do everything that we have to. But you know, you got to do some things, you know, just work it in. So when it comes to the wellness, plan it, okay? I get home at 6, I eat dinner, you know, I play with the dog, whatever. Okay, so then, all right, it looks like, all right, so between 8 and 8:10 every night, I'm going to just believe in Derek because he's worth believing in and he wouldn't steer me wrong. And he's a wonderful person and I thank God that he's in my life. You know, 8 to 8:10. Okay, great. You'll see it then. And you do it. breathing, affirmations, maybe you read something positive, okay, or listen to something positive, and that's it. Don't overkill it. Don't do 4 hours. Just do 10 minutes, okay, and then set it in your calendar or your whatever to do it again. It's all that little stuff. It's the turtle that wins the race, not the rabbit, okay? So you can do that. And then at some point, you'll look forward to it. It's like your little me time, okay? And then at some point, even more than that, you'll realize, wow, I'm not like feeling like Darth Vader all the time. I feel pretty good, even though my problems are still the way they are. You know, I have this, I have that, but I don't feel so full. It's all of these things are about not feeling full, like getting it out, okay? And as you vibe higher, you know, you feel better, you vibe higher, and that's the whole law of attraction thing, right? I mean, you know, if you're like depressed and you're complaining and you give everybody fuck you looks on the subway, you know, I don't really see how all the butterflies are going to start swarming around your head and, you know, your fairy godmother comes out of the clouds and gives you your 3 wishes, you know what I mean? You're just like, eh. You know, the vibes pick up the vibes, okay? So definitely have a routine of wellness, and it's easy. It's easy peasy, and it doesn't take a long time. Don't overkill it. This is not a marathon, okay? I said this before just now, but you know, just really be mindful of all the negativity. I mean, I read the news only really because it's sort of like a weather report sometimes, and it's nasty, it's sad, it's so like, god damn, why are human beings so fucking stupid, you know? It's so crazy, you know. And if you really think about it, I just watched this new BBC thing on the Russians, and it's like, you know, they're just trying to, everyone's just trying to pay their bills, be happy, get laid, have a nice holiday, you know, have a good dinner. You know, this whole total global domination thing is just all the shithead politicians, you know. It's like, you know, very few people are even wanting that. So when you're watching and looking at these things, I limit myself to just the headlines, you know. So watch that. Watch it, because that thing is like a poison, okay? And also watch the social media. And don't listen to too many spiritual assholes on podcasts either, okay? I had to throw that one in. The other thing is also to, you know, I mean, you know, work is work, and there's always assholes at work, which is so funny. I haven't been in the corporate structure for so long, but I hear it from clients, and I think, god damn, it's just like high school. You know, all these people with all these issues, and then suddenly, you know, you get a new boss and they're all fucking weird and they're telling you all this stupid shit and everyone knows what they got to do it. It's just, it sounds like a nightmare. But, you know, it pays your bills, right, and all that. So if possible, don't hang out with severely negative people or talk to them or whatever, even if they're family. You got to limit it, okay? Everybody has, like, you know, a death eater in their family, you know, who, like, sucks up all your energy and makes you feel worse and you're never good enough and all that, okay? So, you know, it's like not having an umbrella when it's raining outside. Well, then, okay, you chose not to bring it. Now you're going to get wet. It is what it is. So limit. Limit. You can still love them. You can still appreciate them. But if they're giving you, you know, a negative injection of energy every time that you're around or you speak or whatever, you have to. It's called healthy boundaries. It's called self-love, okay? And you don't need to tell them. You don't need to say anything. Just make up an excuse. Ah, I'm busy, I'm this, I'm that. Because honestly, if they really could respond to your honesty, they probably wouldn't be doing it in the first place. You never know. There's always a chance. But don't, you know, you're not out to fix everybody. It's not out to heal and all that, okay? You're here to just have a good time and be happy, okay? Oh, the other thing also, too. You know, everybody, I don't really drink anymore. I don't do that sort of thing. It just sort of faded away. I do like to have a gluten-free beer. It's like 2%. 2% is like nothing. Be mindful. Alcohol is a depressant, okay? And if you're, you know, having magic mushrooms every day for breakfast or something else, you know, that's probably not like the healthiest idea, as you already know. So again, be mindful. I don't judge. I mean, you know, I've taken everything except for heroin way back. You know, everybody has their own idea of what makes them happy. What we're talking about is all the little things that can help you take a very stressful life down to a very chill life, and that you can spiral up into happiness or you can spiral down into, you know, depression. It's really these little things. And so what I've sort of been mentioning is those little things. A little plus a little is a lot. Okay. God, I think that's really it. I mean, there's also things, you know, that you might do, you know, like taking a walk. I mean, especially in Sweden, there's so many fucking trees. You can go in the forest and you can, you know, do that sort of thing. Or go to the beach if you're in Cali or wherever. There's always something, okay? But these are, I don't know, just basic things that I just wanted to repeat in a sort of order. To sort of do. So let me just go over them one last time. Doesn't this sound like high school? One more time, we're going to go over it. Okay. Getting stuff out of your head. That's the first one, right? Getting things out of your head, writing it down. Okay. If you need to do a to-do list, it would come out of that. Unleash, you know, give your mind a break. It's busy enough, right? So give it a break by getting things out, and you'll see it doesn't repeat as much. Okay, you're not spiraling around. I've seen that on the subway. People are, and it looks like they're going insane. But I know I can tune in, and they're like, things just going wow 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 wow. It doesn't look like fun. So okay, physical health, something once a week. Doesn't have to be Iron Man, doesn't have to, you know, not training for the Olympics or whatever. Something to release the energy. I think like a little bit of cardio, a little bit of stretching, a little bit of weights, okay. And if you can't go anywhere or it's the budget's not there, you know, just start doing some fucking push-ups in your house. You know, just start doing some sit-ups. I mean, it's like, you know, the great thing about being out of shape is it doesn't take you long to work out. You're fucking tired after like 10 of anything, okay? So, all right. The next thing I talked about was what you're eating, the meat, all that stuff, okay? Processed foods, chemical foods, all that sort of things, okay? Everybody loves, you know, jalapeno, taco, salami, fiesta, you know, chips or whatever, and has all that shit on it. But it's chemicals, okay? So that's gonna free up your system to release toxins and build serotonin. So that's muy importante. Breathing, and now the breathing kind of goes in the affirmations, kind of go into your little routine of wellness as I spoke of. But you know, check your breathing here and there. You know, you'd be surprised how many people are just like, you know, sound like a little chihuahua on a hot day. You know, like. Okay, so check your breathing, breathe from the stomach, go into the chest, and your affirmations. Affirmations are really funny because, you know, there's so many books on it, so many things on it. But in a sense, in essence, they really work. Okay, I am good, I am happy, I am safe. I am good, I am happy, I am safe. I have great health. I am the sexiest thing in the universe. Okay, whatever it is. And it puts out a vibe and more things happen. So, all right. And then having the routine of wellness, you know, once a day. Okay. And if you forget on Tuesday, you know, don't, you know, start smacking yourself on Wednesday. It's okay. So, you know, 10 minutes here and there, you know, or 10 minutes a day. You know, and just do it. Even if you feel like it's not working, even if you think I just lied to you and was out to hurt you and was such an asshole, 10 minutes and you'll find something will start to happen. It's sort of like going to the gym if you want to bulk up, if you want to get all super muscles for summer, right? You know, you go one time and you don't see anything. You go five times and you start to see it. You're like, ah, there's a bump on my arm that's going to change into a giant, super hot, sexy bicep, okay? So just because nothing feels like it's happening doesn't mean that it's not happening, okay? Read and listen to positive things, you know, limit the news, okay? Don't watch shit stuff, you know, or keep it into very, very small amounts. It affects you. It really does. Because what's happening is your brain is experiencing these emotions and it doesn't know the difference between reality and what you're watching. Okay. So when people get scared, you know, you feel it, right? Or you get nervous and you see some weird shit and you're like, ugh. You're having a chemical, emotional, energetic reaction as if it was you. So what you ingest is what is happening. So limit that, okay? I mean, it doesn't mean that you have to watch, like, you know, I mean, you want to watch Gladiator for 500 times or whatever, okay, but at least you know it's not real, okay? Take it easy on the drugs and the alcohol. Okay, so that's it. I'll see you in 10 years. Part of actually one of the reasons why I don't do this is I forget how to set up all this shit, right? I have a special program to record it. I got this super fancy microphone I got to set up, and I have all these little adjustments, and I can't remember any of it. So I got to read all these goddamn, you know, directions again. And so before I actually start talking, I'm like 20 minutes on like relearning everything. So maybe at some point, if I do this on a regular basis, I won't have so much pain. So anyway, I want to leave you with a wonderful quote. If you follow me on Instagram, you've seen it, but I love it. It was so liberating when I saw it first. And here it is. Do what you can, where you are, with what you have. Do what you can, where you are, with what you have. Okay? And you know, and let that be enough. You're a good person, you have good intentions, you're gonna have a happy life. It's all good, okay? So anyway, until 2050, anyway, have a good one. I've enjoyed this mostly, and talk to you soon. See you, bye.